We have a luminous human here in the building right now sitting in front of me, Ana Luisa. How are you?
I'm doing well, Frosty. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for coming in. It's been a few minutes, but happy to have you back here in the Dub Lab world.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Yay! So you are back, and you have a great new album called Green. So that's the occasion we are celebrating amongst the many wonderful occasions on the earth. Tell us a bit about this new record.
This is true. Yes. Well, it's out on Practical Records, which is run by my good friend and collaborator and co-producer of the album, Julia Smack, one of my local faves. And it is sort of a departure from work that I've done in the past. Most of the work that I used to release as my old alias, Jeepneys, was really tied to performance work and these multimedia operas that I was making. And this album is really all about the music. And it was recorded over the last year. And it sort of explores these imagined green spaces, these imagined paradises, the green heart chakra space. Just what I need right now during LA summers when it just feels so dry and hot and brown. And I'm like really missing that like lush green vibe. And I recorded it during a lot of different emotional ups and downs, some grieving of a friend who passed away last December. So yeah, it's a lot about kind of imagining paradises for him and for ancestors and for friends, and basically just a space, a mental space for us to chill in.
We're going to give you a mental space to chill in with Ana Luisa. We're going to start with a piece called Green Place. So we're bringing you right into the fold of paradise. It's dublab.com with Ana Luisa.
Thank you.
I'm feeling paradise. Paradise is amongst us and we are amongst it. Ana Luisa bringing us there from her new album, Green, which is quite a beauty. I've been enjoying it since I've received it. It's a gift.
Sweet. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
So that was Green Place.
Yeah, super inspired by Enya.
I am as well.
Yeah, I listen to Enya a lot.
Incredible.
Ever since I was, I don't know, maybe 10,
She's been there for you.
She's been there for me. She and her 36 cats.
What is the kind of element of Enya that most resonates with you?
I forget the name of the producers that she worked with. Do you have those kind of off the top of your head? She worked with these two producers during the sort of era of Caribbean Blue, which is kind of my jam. And she lives alone in a castle with like 20 cats and is a recluse. And I vibe with that a lot. I love the way she records her vocals. I've heard she records up to 80 tracks to chorus them out. Her ability to kind of exact her pitch is really amazing to be able to do that 80 times. Love her. Love a lot of artists that I'm going to play today, including a lot of friends and collaborators from this album, Green. I already mentioned Julia Smack.
Who's incredible.
And has been on Dub Lab a couple times, right? Yeah.
And has the ability, like you, to, in many forms, create new worlds and bring people into those worlds. And it can be a physical gesture, a sound, you know, kind of making that kind of magic happen through what you have, you know, through your bodies, through your voice, through sound and reaching and connecting with people. So I really admire his work and I admired the worlds that you now coming together for Green. It's really impactful.
Yeah, and Practical Records, it's all about creating this community and finding other weirdos and vibing with each other and bringing each other up. And there's so much competition and so much, like, with social media feeding our anxieties and fears and everything. So I think with Practical Records, this really feels like a home and a family for me. And I'm going to play some other Practical Records artists, like the Bedroom Witch today and Wizard Apprentice. They're all my babies. I love them all.
Beautiful. So this next piece is Ever New. Is that the...
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us about this.
This is more of a vintage piece. This is definitely a track that I've fallen in love with over the last year. Was introduced to me by my friend and collaborator, A.D. Robertson, who I'm going to play some of her music later. Beverly Glenn Copeland. Are you familiar?
I love Beverly Glenn Copeland.
Yeah, such good work. Was recently reissued. And yeah, super inspirational for the album Green. So I wanted to start off with one of my favorite tracks from Keyboard Fantasies.
Here we go. It's Dub Lab with Ana Luisa.
Thank you.
Welcome to spring, the summer rain. Softly turn to sing again. Welcome the bud, the summer blooming flower. Welcome the child whose hand I hold. Thank you.
Somewhere in Space and Time, and the Space and Time is here on Dublab with Ana Luisa leading the way, flying us through her universe of sound straight to the heart of paradise. It's happening, folks. Tell us what we've been listening to, please.
Yeah, well, we started off the set with Beverly Glenn Copeland and Evernew.
Yay.
Yes, and then we moved into Ana Roxanne, I'm Every Sparkly Woman. And Ana Roxanne is one of my dear friends and collaborators on the album. Super inspired by her music. She has this incredible, gorgeous voice, and which is why I asked her to collaborate with me on the track that I followed up with, which is Maintenance and Loving, very much about the heart chakra. And that one is from my album featuring Ana Roxanne and her soothing, velvety voice. And then we listened to The Bedroom Witch, one of my Practical Records family members, with her track Exile.
And where is she based?
The Bedroom Witch is here in nice. Los Angeles. Yeah.
Great. Totally brand new to me. And I love that. It was so, so good. You're mentioning the heart chakra, and you're leaving here after the show to teach a yoga class.
That's correct.
How does because we were mentioning earlier the idea of kind of using what you have and kind of using your whole self to be creative and connect to people. How does that expand into, say, yoga and other worlds for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's all gooey, like all through space-time, it's all this gooey substance. Mm-hmm. I think healing practices are integral to my art, and my art is also a healing practice, and a lot of my friends are healers, and I mean, especially this time that we're in, just feeling really hopeless and really, I personally feel so overwhelmed by all the negative energy in the world that I tend to be like paralyzed. I don't even know what to do. I'm like, mm-hmm. Should I be an activist? Should I be a teacher? Should I? And I think being a healer and taking care of my body is actually the best way that I can serve myself and serve my family and my friends and my community. And So yeah, it's a gig too. It's an LA cliche. I get to be a yoga teacher and a new age artist.
Perfect.
No, but it's really great. And I teach at some wonderful places around town. And it's always, I tell all my friends, you know, to study some sort of healing modality because yeah, it helps yourself. And then you can help your friends, your community through it. It's a great way to trade practices with your friends. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm heading to teach yoga after this if anybody wants to come. Yeah.
Come along, everyone. And I mean, music itself, as you mentioned, the artistic practice as being a healing practice, it's a powerful practice. It can be a form of protest. It can be, you know, a catalyst for so many good, positive things. And sometimes sound is overlooked by the people in power that, you know, it's a powerful thing to activate people. And when you're out there putting that into the world and channeling your thoughts and feelings into music and reaching and connecting with people, that can turn the tide and shift their lives, you know, in powerful ways. And we've all been blown away or you know, by art in some form or fashion and music and sound being such a powerful one that it's important work. So thank you for doing that work. We're going to continue with some music. This is, again, we're kind of tracing the outlines of Ana Luisa, your world as you're creating green, your community. And what are we going to move into now?
We're going to start off the set with another Elder, Wally Bodaru track.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of moving into the second half of my set that I planned today is more into the tropical vibes. So the first half was more on the new agey side. And then it's all definitely a gradient, but kind of moving more into the tropical influences and the more beat driven stuff. So we'll start off with one of my faves again, Wally Bodaru.
Love some Wally. Here we go. Ana Luisa on Dublab. Thank you. Is everybody out there floating? Are you floating? Oh, yeah. You see you there, flying by. Mm-hmm. Ana Luisa here on Dublab, bringing us incredible music. What were those last couple jams?
So going backwards, we have Julius Mack, To Feel Alive, from, I believe, his newest release. You have to look that one up because I don't have that info right off the top of my head. And before that is a brand new Hot Fire track, not even released yet, but heard here on dublab.com.
Sizzle.
That one is Julius Mack production with A.D. Robertson on vocals. And, you know, I think that song is called Thought I Wanted To, but you're going to have to check with them to find, you know, the real title track for that. And then before that, we heard Larry Heard with Futuristic Island Life. And, of course, Wally Bataru with Keys.
Ooh, yes. Incredible selection of music. And we have more to come. And if you want to fill your life with more Ana Luisa action, Green is out on Practical Records. That's Julius Smack's label collective of open-minded, adventurous, creative people. practicalrecords.bandcamp.com, and it is there for you. Are you you're performing as well, I'm sure, in this whole experience? How is your performance for Green, and what's kind of on your mind these days in that world?
Yeah, trying to kind of keep it pretty chill. I've been known to be a bit extra with performing. It's like, got the video, the costumes, the instruments, and it's just a lot. So for this, it's a little bit more pared down. It's a little more vulnerable, I think. I play a little bit of drums live. I do singing, maybe a little bit of keys. And I'm actually going on tour with one of my other favorites, who I didn't get to today, unfortunately, but Locals, Zena Zerner, and I are going on tour West Coast in October, and we have a show at the Ace Hotel on the rooftop in LA.
Nice.
October 15th, also with Julius Mack, Zena Zerner, and myself, and that's going to be a party, so you should come out. Yeah.
Beautiful. AnaLuisaPetrisco.com is a good place to follow along, and you can dive into her world beyond performances. You're also involved in many other artistic ventures and installations and operas as well.
Yeah, I'm a Sagittarius, so I'm like constantly doing the most.
Is there something that's kind of on the horizon that you're aiming for, that a project or something that you're kind of honing in on that you want to let people know about?
Well, yeah, I mean, right now I'm just working on promoting the album and the tour. So thank you for bringing that up, and thanks for all the shout outs. And thanks for this. This was so fun. I'm so chill in here this morning. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Thanks for
Celsius drop.
Bring in the chill sounds. If you're listening to live broadcasts, we will be archiving this, and you'll see all the artists there if you want to kind of dive in further and get the full scoop. We're going to end with a couple songs. Can you let people know what's coming up?
Yeah, so you got a little taste of A.D. Robertson on two tracks previous, and I'm going to play the last track from my album for today, which is, I produced it featuring A.D. Robertson on vocals. It's called Mountains Gold, Rivers Green, followed by one of the tracks that inspired it, which is Beautiful Baby by William Onyebar.
Can't wait. Ana Luisa, for you here on Dublab, thanks for sharing these sounds, and thanks for making
thanks for us,
great album.
Thanks, Dublab.
Here we go. William Anyabar there, closing out Ana Luisa's great guest set here on Dublab. Again, check out her album Green on Practical Records. And I'm going to give you one more piece of music before we close out today. We're going to hear from MJ Lalo, Mystic Mamba, from her album The Channeled Voice. And then stay tuned because Dying Songs with Jimmy Tamborello is coming up next. And next week here on Celsius Drop, a special Border Blaster preview. It's the preview of our season coming on KCET. And you can find the TV show, it's our music video TV show, at borderblaster.org. And Chris Kissel and I next week are going to have a special radio preview of the Border Blaster season. So do tune in to Celsius Drop next week. All right. Adios, thanks for tuning in. Bye bye. Here's some MJ Lalo.
Jump, 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 jump